This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
I thank Him. I appreciate God for lifting up your head. For lifting up your head. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Exalt Him, for He is good and He is God. Thank Him for being God in your life. Hallelujah. 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 You are my glory. You are my lifter up. The lifter up of my head. We give you praise. We give you glory. We worship. We adore you. We extol your majesty. We say glory and honor, dominion and power be unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Salvation Center, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 People of God, I can tell you tonight that as a church, the Lord is our glory. The Lord is the lifter up of our heads. Amen. And He's the one that has kept you. Amen. How many of us were blessed by that drama ministration tonight? Let's put our hands together for the drama department. Rema Expressions. Can we say a word of prayer for them? Amen. Like the gentleman that was on the table, that will not be his portion. In the mighty name, let's just bless them in the name of the Lord. Commit each and every one of them, of the cast and the people walking behind the scene, that God will keep them, God will uphold them as they have ministered unto the Lord in a drama presentation, that their life will be a ministration unto the Lord indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will keep your children. The Lord, you will uphold your children. We give you praise and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. And let's appreciate Pastor Joyce in the house. Hallelujah. 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 There were some nuggets that jumped at me as she was speaking. He said, and the prisoners heard them as though they themselves were not in the same prison. You know, God separated them. God will separate you. I say God will separate you. I've told the story of my pastor's wife many, many, many years ago. Was stuck at the airport in Heathrow. And, you know, everybody had excess luggage situation. And very quickly they formed an association of excess luggage people. You know, so what are we going to do? We will not agree. We have paid. We bought the ticket. They were... Suddenly, somebody say suddenly. The spirit of the Lord spoke to her. Said, separate yourself from them. And she just walked away from those people and stood by the side. As she was standing by the side, one of the airline officials was walking by. He said, how you doing, ma'am? Can I help you? She said, yes, you can help me. He said, what's the problem? He said, well, my luggage is... The lady took care of her while she was standing by the side. I think one of the biggest problems we have is very quickly we join issues with other people. We join ourselves with the issues of others. You know, association of broke people, association of struggling people. No. That is not your portion. Hallelujah. It might be happening to everybody, but you are an exception. Somebody say, I am an exception. In the name of Jesus. All times are hard. Oh, for them it's hard. But it will not be hard for you. In the name of Jesus. Let's put our hands together. Even for the choir. As they take their seats. Will you please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. It's going to be an awesome night tonight. God has something very, very special in stock for us tonight. And we have our guest minister in the house tonight, Minister Yvonne Chukwu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'll do my very best to get out of the way very quickly. Amen. But I have a message for somebody tonight. I have a word for somebody tonight. Let's bow our hearts for a word of prayer. I want you to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Because the word of the Lord may come to you. And if you are not ready for it, it might just went pew. But that will not be your portion tonight. God has already started very well with us. Dropped some heavy nuggets of wisdom onto us. But why don't you pray for yourself? Say, Lord, in the next few minutes, everything that you have for me, I open up my heart to receive from you, O Lord. And Jehovah, I pray for myself that I will not stand in the way of your word tonight. Lord, your word may go forth and be enriching to your people and be a blessing to your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. Our theme for this month is righteousness, the key to breakthrough. Friends, listen to me. Everybody in life needs a breakthrough. When you hear breakthrough, most people are thinking of money. Amen? Everybody's thinking of money or some kind of business breakthrough. But there are other areas of our lives where we need breakthrough. And when you talk about the key to breakthrough, the two words there that are important is key and breakthrough. What is a key? A key is that device that gives you access. There are many ways to enter into a house. You can break the door, you can tear down the door, you can force the door open, or you can just have the key. If you have the key, you put the key in the keyhole, the right key in the right hole will open the door. Every door of opportunity that have been shut against you, I decree in the name of Jesus. I command to open in the name of Jesus. We need a key. When you have the key, you don't sweat. How many of you walk into your car, you are praying, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I am getting to the door, please let this key open the door. You are not sweating it. Amen. In fact, before you get to the car, you open the door because you have keyless entry. Boop, boop, boop. You open the door. In fact, you can even start the car before you get to the car. Life is so easy. Amen. So we need key. Somebody say key. The key that is missing in your life, God will give to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The other word is breakthrough. Breakthrough. What is breakthrough? I want you to think of breakthrough like this. Many of you will not be familiar with this. You know, but back in the day when I was growing up, you know, in areas where there was scarcity of water, what you do is you get, we call them malam. You know, you get the malam, they come with the diggers, you know, and they begin to slam. They begin to slam. They begin to slam. They are digging, they are digging, they are digging 10 feet, 15 feet, 20 feet. And all of a sudden, they hit the gold mine. The water that is buried and hidden behind, all of a sudden they hit it and they say, Akoiwurua, there is water. We have found water. And everybody rejoices. When you have been pushing and pressing, when you push through or you push and you end up where you have been anticipating, you say, now I have a breakthrough. God will give you a breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some people, they need breakthrough in relationship. Because relationships have been difficult. You know, you start well and it's like, this thing is going somewhere. And all of a sudden, it's going nowhere. You have done everything right. Everything seemed okay. Until suddenly, things went bad. Everything that you have pressed into and has not given room or given way to you, the Lord will give you the key to entrance in the name of Jesus. You know, one of the things that I've seen about breakthrough, as I was meditating on this, and please don't laugh at me, because some of you, you know this much better than me, that's okay. You know, fracking. You know, the illustration of fracking just came to mind, and I went online, I Googled this, I said fracking, and I was watching videos on fracking. Do you know that thing that you are seeking to break into is begging to be released itself? Let me give you an example. If you have ever seen back, there are videos of this online. Back in the day when oil, when they first discovered oil in Texas, you know, I mean, the way they drilled for oil back then was crude. So when they begin to drill and they hit oil, you will see a gusher. The force with which the thing was coming out, and the thing is coming out, you will know that that oil too has been buried under the ground and is looking for a way of escape. So what you are looking for, what is looking for you, what you are looking for, that thing is looking for you. The force with which the oil is coming out, you can, if you can imagine, you see the gusher, you can see smiles on the black gold, on the face of the oil. Because with that force is coming out, it's gushing, and it's like freedom at last. And that freedom is entering into you and is a blessing to you. God will give you the key. God will give you the right key to press into your miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus. I read this definition of breakthrough. It says a breakthrough is a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. A sudden, dramatic discovery or development. It is sudden and it is dramatic. Suddenly the Lord will arise for somebody here tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, listen to me. I don't have time for real teaching tonight. But let me just summarize this very quickly, and then we'll get into the message and we'll finish. It was last year that the Lord spoke to my heart, and I shared this at the Word Fest. The Lord said the 49th year is the seventh sabbatical year. Amen. The 49th year is the seventh sabbatical year, and the year following the 49th year is the year of Jubilee. And God said for me, and I said, if you can tap into it as your pastor, for you as well. He said for me that I have entered into my Jubilee. And listen close. Jubilee, the year of Jubilee, is the year of restoration. What has been lost is restored back unto you. Listen, from that time to this time, I can only say thank you, Jesus. Because one after the other, the Lord has restored lost things to me. Why? Because it is the Jubilee. It is the year of Jubilee. It is the year of restoration, and it is the year of release. It's the year of release. It's the year of release. It was exactly 10 years ago that we lost our home. 10 years ago. In fact, after we sold the house in what they call short sale, lost over $40,000 on the deal. After, because the house was going to be foreclosed on anyway, so we just needed that escape. Listen to this. I'm talking about key to breakthrough tonight. After that, we couldn't even rent a house once we sold our house. You know why? Because yours truly, very kind-hearted, loving, caring, somebody needed for me to co-sign for them to get an apartment, and I did, and they bailed out on the house, and I didn't know. So when they said I couldn't, I said, for what? Then they showed me the record. I said, oh my goodness. What am I going to do? Where am I going to put my family? We had a business, a group home built business We had three homes where we had clients. I had to shut everything down. I had to shut it down because it was just a very interesting year. It was a siege. It was a siege. I had to move into one of the homes where I took care of patients. It was that bad. It was that bad. But today as I speak to you, what the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. We need the key to breakthrough in life. Hallelujah. The house the Lord gave to us, we walked into the house with $13,500 in equity. Before we lived in the house, we had almost $15,000 on the house. It means if we turned around and sold the house as we are buying it, we will have made a profit of $15,000 about. God is working something out with your life right now. Your breakthrough is around the corner, but what are you going to do? Are you going to find the easy way out, or are you going to hold on to God? Is somebody listening to me tonight? That was 10 years ago. And last year, the Lord said there's going to be restoration. Said there's going to be restoration. And the restoration is just begun. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. The Bible is full of stories of people that broke through. The Bible, both the Old and the New Testament, you see various accounts of men in Scripture that broke through. Let me start tonight. I'll give you a few examples, and then I'll show you from Scripture the key to your breakthrough. And I pray that from tonight, you will begin to live differently from however you have lived before. Because breakthrough, before breakthrough comes, there is a resistance. In fact, it's the fact that you are resisting, something is resisting you and you are pushing against it. That is why when it comes through, they call it breakthrough. You broke through it. Why? Because something was pushing against you and you were able to successfully push against that thing and walk through it. You remember the story of Joseph. Joseph was just a little boy. Do you know when a child is born, the child did not beg to be born? How many of us chose our parents? Oh, I will go to Mama Sonny and Baba Sonny. No. You just show up where you show up. Right? So Joseph showed up where he showed up, and his mom happened to be the sweetheart of his dad. Is that a crime? He didn't know anything about that deal. The brothers hated him. But yet, God gave him a dream. God gave him a dream. I want to remind somebody tonight. Is everybody listening to me? Please pay attention tonight. Because I'm speaking to you from my heart. Based on what the Lord has given me to share with you tonight. There are many of us that you have forgotten about your own dream. You stopped dreaming because of the vicissitudes of life, because of the problems of life. You know, my sister looked at my wife and I and said to us, he said, "Ah, Pastor." Now she calls me Pastor. Before she didn't call me Pastor. She said, Pastor, nobody can ever understand your testimony, because she left Dallas to come work for us in San Antonio. And when we were going through all of those turbulent times, she knew the back end of the story, and we were still pastors in the church. A number of people, a little problem, you will know they have problem because they stop coming to church. You say, "Ah, sis, we have not seen you." You say, "Ah, I'm busy." "Oh, bro, we have not seen you. I'm trying this." Then after a while of giving consistent excuses, you know there's a problem somewhere. They are just not telling you. But we did not miss a heartbeat by his grace. Joseph showed up on the scene. The father loved him. and made him a coat of many colors. And God gave him a vision, a dream of his future. Many of you, God has given you a dream of your future, but you are fighting God. I pray you will give up the fight tonight. And let God, and let God, and let God. Joseph believed God. He believed God. And the brothers hated him. In fact, for God wanted to prove to him that I was the one that spoke to you before. He showed him the dream in another way a second time. And he understood both visions. You know the plan that God has for you, but you are resisting the plan. You say, this is too difficult. This is too hard. But God has brought me tonight to remind you that he's still with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, like Pastor Joyce already told us, the fact that you are in that situation, in fact, many years ago when I was a lecturer at the University of Ibadan, you know, when we go, you know, you some of you that are from Africa, you know this, when we go on strike, industrial action is what we called it, you know, when we go on strike, you know, they will tell us, go do anything you can to survive. If you have to drive a cab, go drive a cab. And they say, don't give up. The people you are driving cab with will think we are in the Association of Cab Drivers. He said, but when the government responds and meets our demands, you say you will leave them and you go back to your air-conditioned office. So the fact that you are where you are today does not mean that is where your identity is. They were in prison, but they were not prisoners. They were in prison, but they were not prisoners. Why? Because God was with them. They sold Joseph into slavery. He did not change who he was. Oh, many people today will be filled with bitterness. Filled with your own brothers. Your own brothers. He probably overheard them as they were even thinking of killing him before they decided to sell him. How do I know what they did to him did not change? Because when he got to Potiphar's house, the Bible says, and God was with him in all that he did and showed him favor with everyone that he dealt with. And he so excelled. People with bitterness don't excel. Oh, you can tell in his body language. Everything is body language. You know, whatever they are doing, you can tell that they are not happy. They will do it. Say, move this thing from here to there. Not quite like that. Lift it. Oh, it's okay. Thank you. You know, it's part of the illustration. Just kidding. You know, the attitude. You can tell this person is mad about something. But Joseph had a good attitude about it. Even though his brothers have done him such evil. Do you know, listen close. Listen close to this. Do you know one of the weapons the enemy, Satan, uses against believers today is offense? He causes you to hold offense against somebody else. And where there is offense, there is bitterness. Where there is bitterness, God cannot be there. God cannot bless a mess. Hallelujah. So Joseph, they sold him into slavery. And guess what? He prospered even in slavery. He became the chief slave. it is too late for the devil. In my life. But listen, because I have resolved, I'm going to serve God no matter what. So if you like, he did everything he could do. Lost my house, lost my car. In fact, the car, the day they were coming to take the car, I left the key in the keyhole for them. I said, don't worry. The car will be parked outside by the time you come. You will meet the key there. I didn't have a job. There was no way I was going. So I was just sitting there waiting for them. And I waved them bye-bye as they were taking my car away. Hallelujah. But it did not get to me. Why? Because I knew how he was going to do it, I don't know. But I knew that there is a God in heaven. And his name is Jehovah. And he will never leave me. And he will never forsake me. Brethren, Joseph, he hung on to God. The Bible says even in slavery, Satan did not leave him alone. The madam, the boss's wife, started looking at him funny. He thought maybe her eyes were itchy because she was always going, "Sir, madam, is something in your eye? Should I get some water?" He said, "Come and rub his eye. I can't touch you." She lied on him and he went to prison for that. And even in prison, he excelled. He became the chief prisoner. Attitude. Attitude. When you have understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus, your immediate situation will never define who you are. Many people have allowed their immediate circumstances to define who they are. You know, so we're in America, or things are not working out. Or, you know, people have, you have to do something. No, heaven helps those who help themselves. That is not scripture. I hope you know that. Oh, it's not in the Bible. In fact, it is a very wrong thing to say if you have been saying it. Heaven helps those who help themselves. Say, my help is in the name of the Lord. My help is in the name of the Lord. Joseph hung on to God. And in due season, his breakthrough came. Listen to me. Listen to me. In prison, he interpreted a guy's dream. The dream came to pass. The guy was restored. The Bible says, and for 2 years, the guy forgot about him. Men may have forgotten you, but God has not forgotten you. Listen to me. Listen, 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 listen. Think about the guy that forgot Joseph after Joseph became the prime minister. That guy was working for him. That guy
became,
oh yeah, because the Bible says in the whole of the land of Egypt,
there was none
other than Pharaoh had a higher authority than Joseph. Joseph became the second in command in the land of Egypt. Whatever it is you are going through is a setup for greater glory. If, listen to this, if you don't succumb. The problem is many have succumbed. Many have succumbed. They have adjusted themselves to their environment. They have become a thermometer. So when it's cold, they are cold. When it's hot, they are hot. And God did not design you and I to be a thermometer. He designed us to be thermostats. I should regulate my environment. I should determine how things happen wherever I am. Hallelujah. Can we please take care of the children? There's a lot of children just in the area. Amen? Joseph hung on to God and nothing could change his mind. Amen. Listen to this. I put a question here. What kept Joseph going on? Number one, Joseph feared God. Joseph feared God. I have since realized, long time now, that it is possible to love God and not fear God. Amen. It is possible for you to love God and not fear God. But guess what? The only thing that will keep you from doing, from sinning against God, it's not just your love for God, it's your fear of God. Reverential fear. It's not fear of trepidation. Hey, oh my God, he's going to kill me. That's not the fear I'm talking about. Reverential fear. Honor. Number two, Joseph trusted God. Joseph trusted God. Do you? He believed God. He hoped against hope. He believed God. Number three, Joseph loved God and had compassion for others. You know, one of the things that happens to us as human beings, very quickly, once you are going through a difficult situation, it makes a lot of people mean. People become mean. So I don't have time for that. I have my own problems. Isn't that what happens? You just disengage and it's all about you. You become self-conceited. You become selfish. You say, I have enough problems of my own. I can't deal with that. But not Joseph. in prison. Now he was a slave, so he's now a slave prisoner. Majority of the people he was in prison with were free men. They were just doing a term. And once their term is over, they're gone. For him, even if his term ended, he's going back into slavery. He's not a free man. And while he was there, the Bible says one day he woke up and he looked at two guys and said, Why is your countenance down? Why are you sad? What's the problem? Somebody that is selfish does not have time to see anybody's face. If he sees himself, you are not even sad enough. He said, what is going on? And then he inquired of them. They told him what the situation was. And guess what? He took time out of his busy schedule, prisoner. But you know what I'm saying? He went ahead and ministered to those guys in spite of his own problems. Can I tell you something? The solution to your issue sometimes is buried in you helping others. It's buried in you helping others. It's when you get up out of your own space, out of your own thing, out of your own situation, and you help somebody else, God raises help for you. In fact, in that relationship, something comes out of it. Because of that relationship, even though he forgot, at least he remembered. Better late than never. When there was a problem, God created a problem and only Joseph could solve that problem. God is going to create a problem that only you can solve. In the name of Jesus. He said, I know a man when I was in prison that interpreted my dream. Let's go get him. And that was Joseph's breakthrough. God will introduce you to somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. You will enter your place in life in the name of Jesus. The one thing the Lord spoke to me, and this is the word I declared in Mexico, is that this is a season of abundant release. A breakthrough, listen, a breakthrough is a release. It's a release. What is hidden? What is buried? What is pressured? Amen. When it's released, it's a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough. And things that have held you bound, you know, like Pastor Joyce was saying, you're going around the circle. It's like nothing is happening. Or you have a cycle. A cycle is the same incident that is happening in the same way, different presentation, but same problem. Every such cycle of evil is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. And you are going forward. You're going forward. I've gone all over the place, but it's better for me to speak from the heart. Amen. David, Mephibosheth, Job. You know the story of Job very well. But God gave him a breakthrough. Your breakthrough is around the corner. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord will surprise you. The Lord will cause his face to shine towards you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In 4 minutes, let me tie this up and tell you this. The Bible says that Jesus, are you listening to me? We're talking about the key to breakthrough. Yeah? The key to breakthrough. The Bible said Jesus took upon himself our sin. And in exchange, he gave us his righteousness. And because of that, we have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The ultimate breakthrough in life is the breakthrough that Jesus Christ had and has given to you and I. The Bible says, as he hung on the cross, and all your sin and all my sin was upon him, the Father looked away from him and he said, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And then in giving up the ghost, he said, it is finished. and he gave up the ghost. And then he resurrected from the dead. And the Bible says, if the kingdom of darkness, if the enemy will have known, they will have not crucified the King of glory. Because in the very thing that was supposed to be his destruction was our victory. And because we have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that righteousness is the key that unlocks every door. It unlocks the door to breakthrough. It unlocks the door to joy. It unlocks the door to success. It unlocks the door to everything. Look at the lives of these men that we have talked about. The Bible said concerning Job, the wife said to him, Job chapter 2 verse 9, he said, "What is wrong? Why are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die?" You see, the enemy, Satan, was attacking the very root of his righteousness. What is righteousness? It's right standing with God. That is what the enemy was going after. Many today, in a heartbeat, will compromise their faith. And that is why it is difficult to break through. You know, oh, it seemed long. When is it going to happen? God is not hearing me. God is not answering. Yes, he is. Why do I say that? Because he said, "I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I speak the truth and I lie not." In the 10 years of the roller coaster that we have been through as a family, we had nothing else but Jesus. Day in, day out, I get phone calls, I attend to issues, people call me for funerals, people that are not even members of this church, and I have to go and comfort them. I still went ahead and did what I had to do. My wife was accused in our business because she was the nurse for the business. We lost one of our clients. When the boy came to us, he had 40% of his heart functioning. He stayed with us for maybe a year or so, and he passed. In the home, the people that were there, the manager in charge of the home, they called 911. They did everything. They followed protocol. And somebody said, "Oh, no, my wife killed the guy." In the midst of everything, we had that hanging over our head. But guess what? We held on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I don't know what it is you are going through that you are beginning to lose faith and lose hope. I say, "God, where are you?" That was not our case. That was not our case. That, "God, where are you?" God is there. What do you mean, "God, where are you?" Is he lost? God is not lost. God is not lost. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, whatever you are going through, it has come, it will pass." Oh, you didn't understand that. I said, "It has come and it will pass." By design, there is no situation that is meant to last a lifetime. None. By design. To last forever. No situation. It will come and it will go. Think about the problems you had 10 years ago that you thought, "Well, that's my story." 10 years ago, it was a very rough year. Very rough year. Lost my home, lost my car, lost my business, lost everything. And the church was in disarray too. There were people in the church that were saying, "Oh, let's have town hall meeting to remove the pastor and install another pastor." The person they wanted to install came to meet me. I was telling him, I said, "It's between you and them. You go and sort yourself. Have enough going on in my..." You remove the pastor. 10 years ago, it seemed like it would never end. Because it was one thing after another and another and another and another. But God helped us to weather the storm. And now we are broken through on the other end. Listen to me. Some people were convinced that the church would shut down in that year. The following year, we broke into two services. That same year, we planted a church in Tucson, Arizona. And another year after that, we planted three other churches. And that single church that they concluded was going to shut down is about 10 churches today. And not only that, has influence in Mexico, in South America. There are many that consider Salvation Center their home church, even though they don't come to church here. But the enemy presented a situation that this is not going to come to an end. It presented a situation that this is so hard that there is no breaking through it. But by his grace, and because we maintained our integrity, we held on to the word of God. We held on to our right. We refused to shift on our integrity. And the Lord has been our shield. The Lord has been our helper. The Lord has been the lifter up of our head. Brethren, I say all of this to the glory of God. And I believe there is somebody here today that is going through. You are overwhelmed. God knows it. I don't know it. You're saying in your heart even right now, if only Pastor knows what I am really going through. God knows what you are going through. God knows. You didn't know what I was going through, but God knew what I was going through. Many of you here were not here then, but God knew what I was going through. And God stood by me. God will stand by you. I say, God will stand by you. And you will break through on the other side. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I want you to stand up tonight. Righteousness exalts a nation. And righteousness exalts a believer as well. Wherever there is sin, the Bible says, evil pursues sinners. Amen. It's in the book of Proverbs. Evil pursues sinners. It says the righteous will make progress. The righteous will move forward. The righteous will go forward. But evil pursues sin. Everywhere a sinner goes, evil is running after him. The sinner runneth when no man pursueth. I want you to close your eyes, bow your head. Close your eyes, bow your head. And I want you to talk to God. Friends, problems are not designed to be permanent. Every problem has a lifespan. Every problem has an expiration date on it. Bow your head tonight and talk to the Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. Say, Father, cleanse me. Jehovah, purge me. Righteousness is what exalts. Righteousness is what promotes. Righteousness is what lifts up. Righteousness is what elevates. Righteousness is what delivers. Righteousness is what establishes hope. And that righteousness is in Christ Jesus. Stop fighting people. Stop being angry at people. Stop being the cantankerous person and just yield to him. Yield to him. Yield to him. I am not your problem. You are not my problem. We have a common enemy. His name is Satan. His name is the devil. Father, in the name of Jesus, please lift up your hands to heaven, people of God. Father, our hands are lifted up unto you. Jehovah, I have delivered your word. Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. You are the only one that can satisfy. You are the only one that can fill us to overflowing. You are the only one that can meet all of our needs. The leprous man ran to you. He said, if you will, you can make me whole. He said, I will be thou made whole. Lord, we run to you tonight because we know our wholeness, our wholesomeness is in you. We lift up our hands unto you in total surrender tonight. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you have mercy upon us. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus upon your church tonight. Lord, you died. You took our sins upon yourself. And you gave us your righteousness. In salvation, we traded off our sin for your righteousness. Lord, I pray, let your righteousness begin to make room for us. Let your righteousness make way for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said the righteous shall be rewarded. That is your word. The righteous shall be rewarded. That they reward us with your goodness. Reward us with your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, tonight, as many that are under the sound of my voice, going through, Lord, you know all things. Nothing is hidden from you. Lord, I ask, oh God, that tonight you will have mercy. Lord, great dreams that have been put aside. Lord, I pray that by your Spirit you will give life to those dreams again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give grace, give strength, give understanding, meet every need, and let your name be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise, Father. Be thou exalted forever and ever. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.